The River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to listen to the sound of masterful guitar playing, singers and songwriters with guitar chops. So I love the idea of singer-songwriters and everything that implies. You know, the ability to just deliver your thoughts in a song that maybe reflects your personal life. And that usually means that the person who writes and sings the song is probably accompanying themselves. Not always, but for me that term singer-songwriter implies that somebody's not only composing and singing, but they're also performing on an instrument. And so that's the guitar. The acoustic guitar has got to be one of the most expressive sounds. I love the sounds of the steel strings. I love that acoustic sound. Now, I like rock and roll. I love electric guitar, don't get me wrong. But today's program will feature music with acoustic guitar, usually just a solo singer with acoustic guitar. So, one of the earliest examples that I know of that, and an album that I've always loved for its simplicity, is Donovan's album from 1967. It was a double rock and roll album. It was kind of the first of its kind. It was in a box with two LPs. It was called A Gift from a Flower to a Garden. One of the LPs was for children, children's songs. The other was for the adults with songs like Wear Your Love Like Heaven. But we're going to listen to two of the songs from the children's recordings that Donovan made. The first is called Mandolin Man and His Secret, and then Lay of the Last Tinker. Now, the thing that always I get a great pleasure from reading about, much later I discovered that Donovan's finger-picking guitar style was very influential on Paul McCartney and John Lennon when they all spent some time together with a Maharishi in India at a meditation retreat. So, Donovan's guitar style. Let's listen from Gift from a Flower to a Garden. This is Donovan.
Calling all the people, and they came to him. He said, I wanna hear all that's pretty. He said, I wanna hear all that's nice. Laughed at him with his mandolin. They left him there with his funny grin. He said, I wanna hear all that's pretty. He said, I wanna hear. It's nice. children of the town then came to him. Magically called with his mandolin. He said, I wanna hear all that's pretty. He said, I wanna hear all that's nice. They smiled at him with his mandolin. Their eyes like his were sparkling. He said, I wanna hear all that's pretty. He said, I wanna hear all that's nice. They said, you wanna hear all that's pretty. They said, you wanna hear all that's nice. La 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 la.
I can see by your eyes you're a good man, and the sparkle of the ring on your hand. You have a muzzle dancing monkey, a little cup in a hairy hand.
Break cheese with me. Won't you break bread and have some wine? Break cheese with me. Won't you break bread and have some wine?
A good skin tambourine, what sights that has seen. Blazing eyes of dancers, daughters of tinker queens.
Break cheese with me. Won't you break bread and have some wine? Break cheese with me. Won't you break bread and have some wine?
You hang your cloak in a gypsy fashion. I see a scar of an ancient lashing. Born a babe in Macedonia to the sound of Caesar crashing.
Break cheese with me. Won't you break bread and have some wine? Break cheese with me. Won't you break bread and have some wine?
I can see by your eyes you're a good man, and the sparkle of the ring on your hand. You have a muzzle dancing monkey, a little cup in a hairy hand.
I can see by your eyes you're a good man, and the sparkle of the ring on your hand.
You have a muzzle dancing monkey, a little cup in a hairy hand.
Donovan, a gift from a flower to a garden. And you hear that simple guitar style. And we're going to go from that quintessential straight-ahead folk song with just an acoustic melody. And we're going to listen to a musician named Michael Hedges. If you've never heard of Michael Hedges, I would like to give you a little background, because you're about to hear one of the most incredible acoustic guitar recordings that I have ever heard, from an album called Aerial Boundaries. You know, I typically feature singer-songwriters, and that usually implies that someone's going to be singing. But this is one of the few times I really want to make an exception for that. We're going to just listen to an instrumental guitar performance from Michael Hedges. Michael Hedges was born in Sacramento, California, on December 31st in 1953. And unfortunately, he died young. He was only 43 years old when he died in 1997. He was in a car accident. But Michael Hedges, fascinating musician. He actually was studied classical composition at Phillips University in Oklahoma. He studied classical guitar and composition there in the university. And then he went to the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, Maryland, where he also studied. He was a major in composition. So he applies all these interesting, unusual techniques to the steel string acoustic guitar. So we're about to hear a recording, and what you have to understand is you're going to hear one person playing the guitar. It's one person playing, and it sounds like multiple things going on, more than one instrument. It's truly a virtuoso performance. So I'll read a little bit from the article in Wikipedia about just some of the guitar techniques that you're going to hear. Slap harmonics. You slap the strings over harmonic nodes. Usually you play hammer-ons with your left hand on the frets, but he uses right-hand hammer-ons on the hand that you normally are picking the strings with, and he uses those mainly on the bass notes. And then he uses the left hand on the fretboard for different rhythmic and melodic hammer-ons and pull-offs that he's simultaneously using with the right-hand hammer-ons. It's unbelievable. Percussive slapping of the guitar body, like what a flamenco player would do, and unusual strums and timings. There's a very precise technique required for classical guitar, and it involves damping of a string. And you normally don't get this in rock and roll or folk music or anything like that, but it has to do with the precise duration of a note. And he was strongly insisted on the precise duration of sounds and silences in his pieces. So we'll be listening to Michael Hedges, the Windham Hill release called Aerial Boundaries. It's his second album, was released in 1984. And this is the title track, Michael Hedges.
Thank you.
Michael Hedges with a title track from Aerial Boundaries, recorded in 1984. So you can see the incredible virtuosity of when he applies his classical ideas to an acoustic guitar. So I want to go from Michael Hedges to Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell, for me, has almost the sensibilities of a classical composer in the originality of her harmonic modulations, of the way she uses the guitar. We're going to listen to two songs by Joni Mitchell. The first is from her very first album, her debut album, recorded in 1968, called Songs to a Seagull. And the song is called Sisatobel Lane. And Joni's very young, and her voice is very high and very fragile. But I want you to focus on her guitar accompaniment. Like Michael Hedges, she's using alternative tunings, which kind of allow her to break through the boundaries of the 1-4-5-1 chord structure that so many songs are based on. Sisatobel Lane is very much of a folky sounding, like I said, her very first recordings. And then we're going to skip forward to Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, released in the 90s. At this point in her career, after a very long and fulfilling career, Joni very seldom plays just the solo acoustic guitar and sings with it, like she does on her first album. But there's a song on Don Juan's Reckless Daughter called The Silky Veils of Ardor, which is Joni once again with a solo acoustic guitar. And you can hear the astounding progression of her abilities as a singer, the change in the timbre of her voice, and the confidence of her guitar playing and delivery. And then just to finish up the set, I thought we'd go back and hear another Michael Hedges song, because he's irresistible. And I want you to think about the guitar. Listen to how the guitar is used. From Joni Mitchell, this is Sisatobel Lane.
Sisatobel Lane, no, he's fixing the pump in the rain. He brings us no shame. We always knew that he always knew. Up over the hill, jovial neighbors come down. Sometimes they do, yes, sometimes we do. We have a rocking chair, each of us rocks his share, eating muffin buns and berries by the steamy kitchen window. Sometimes we do, our tongues turn. Some days we walk.
grasslands and the badlands cross the river. Sometimes we do, we like the view. See Soto Ballet, go to the city, you'll come back again. Wade through the grain, you always do. Yes, we always do. Come back to the stars, sweet well water and pickling jars. We'll lend you the car, we always do. There, rocking rhythms for the waiting with the candle in the window. Sometimes we do, we wait for you. Pretty little white dove.
I could fly this raging river to reach the one I love, but I have no wings, and the water is so wide, we'll have to row a little harder. It's just in dreams we fly, in my dreams we fly.
That's Michael Hedges playing his acoustic guitar from Aerial Boundaries. That song is called Hot Type. And right before that, two songs from Joni Mitchell from her Don Juan's Reckless Daughter in 1977, The Silky Veils of Ardor, which to me is really remarkable adaptation of two or three different folk songs that Joni knew, and the way she combines them into her own lyrics, and that incredible atmospheric guitar style that Joni has. We also heard Sissa Tobel Lane from her debut album in 1968. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, it's acoustic guitar and singing, and another well-known, since we're out in California, another well-known singer-songwriter who I so identify with his acoustic guitar style is Neil Young. He has an incredible way of playing the acoustic guitar in addition to the electric guitar. But we're going to feature two songs with his acoustic guitar style on it. From 1992, the title track to Neil's 19th album called Harvest Moon. And then one of his more recent releases from December in 2016, his 36th album, 36 studio recordings. This one is called Peace Trail, and the song is called Show Me. And there's something very interesting that I've recently discovered. Neil Young has produced a few movies, Shaky Productions. And there's a very interesting film that has just now been released on Netflix and is streaming, and it's called Paradox. And apparently, Neil Young is romantically involved now with Daryl Hannah, the actress. And she produced the film called Paradox. And it's a really very impressive film. It's not like a storyline with a plot. It's like an extended art piece. It's called Paradox. And it features Neil Young playing with Willie Nelson's sons, Micah and Lucas Nelson, The Promise of the Real. Anyway, the song is called Show Me, and it was recorded based on Neil's involvement with the Dakota Access Pipeline protests in Dakota. So let's listen to two songs from Neil Young. Let's start with Harvest Moon.
What I have to say, just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing, let's go out and feel the night. Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you, on this harvest moon. Watched you from afar. When we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But now it's getting late and the moon is climbing high. I want to celebrate, see it shining in your eyes. Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you, on this harvest moon. Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you,
From Peace Trail, Show Me, Neil's 36th album. And right before that, Harvest Moon, the title track from the 1992 recording. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and it's Acoustic Guitar Day. So we're going from the West Coast, the California scene, all the way to Scotland and the British Isles. And we're going to be listening to Bert Jantz, remarkable guitarist. Seriously, Herbert Jance. He's born in Glasgow, Scotland, November the 3rd, 1943. He died when he was 61 years old in 2011. Bert Jance formed the band Pentangle, and we're going to listen to two songs from the Basket of Light recording released in 1969. Now, Pentangle is an acoustic band, and Bert Jance's guitar playing features very prominently in the band. He's also singing the lead on these two songs. There's another singer, a woman, Jackie McShee. You'll hear her singing with him. John Redbourn, also on guitar. Danny Thompson on bass. So Pentangle. Wow. Pentangle broke up initially in 1972, and Bert Jance continued to record as a solo recording. In fact, he was received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the BBC Folk Awards in 2001. We're going to hear a song. We'll hear those two Pentangle songs. Then we'll hear one of his solo recordings from 2006. And the guitar playing on Black Swan is just hypnotic. And the song Black Swan is about, it's a sci-fi song about living on a giant cruising spaceship called the Black Swan that floats through the stars. Let's start with Pentangle, with Bert Jance singing lead vocal. We'll hear Springtime Promises, and then we'll hear Train Song. Bert Jance with Pentangle.
Summertime is with us once again. Flowers bloom and everywhere again. And the cold days of winter are behind us now. And the springtime promises all come true. Trees and grass and bushes green again. The sky so blue, I don't remember where. The cold days of winter took the sun away, but the springtime promises all came true. It's summertime now, so please don't throw it away. Winter will be with us once again. Flowers dying everywhere again. And the warm days of summer will be far behind. And the springtime promises soon forgot. And bushes are withered and the trees are bare. Dark and cloudy skies and people in despair. And the warm days of summer seem so far away. And the springtime promises still forgot. It's winter time, so you've got to wait a while. Springtime promises to come true. Now the newborn year has come once more. Gentle showers awake us as before. It's the time when all promises are now made true. And the springtime sun returns anew. Turn to green again. Flowers will burst forth soon to bloom again. And the warm days of springtime tell us all is well. to love.
That was Pentangle featuring Bert Jantz. Well, we're going to be listening to another Michael Hedges guitar piece to end our program today from his Aerial Boundaries album. This is Rick Over's Dream. And once again, this is a solo acoustic guitar performance by Michael Hedges.
Thank you.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the guitar playing and the singing on the program today. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 in the afternoon. It's currently 66 degrees. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. This is Radio Catskill. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming.